I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1963. That was the day that the New York Times ran the headline, New York Happy as Papers Return. The longest and largest newspaper strike in the city had ended. During the early 1960s, changes in typesetting technology were transforming how newspapers were made. Members of the International Typographical Union worried that technology would undermine their work. Around 2 in the morning on December 8, 1962, ITU Local 6 called for a strike, demanding improved wages. Members were mostly Irish, Italian, and Jewish men. The newspaper workers at four papers, including the New York Times, walked off the job. Three more major papers feared their workers would join the strike and preemptively locked out their workers. Newspapers were part of the fabric of social life of the Big Apple. In 2009, well-known journalist Nora Ephron described the impact. It was like part of the blood supply of the city was cut off. Funerals in the city saw a dip in attendance as obituaries went unprinted. In all, 17,000 newspaper workers, from typesetters to reporters to elevator operators, participated in the work action. The strike lasted 114 days. 600 million newspapers were not printed. The strike cost newspaper owners $100 million in lost advertising revenue. In the end, the strike was finally settled, and the workers won a wage increase. But they did not win any guarantee against the implementation of new industry technology. A few months after, the newspaper The Daily Mirror closed up shop, blaming the workers and the strike for deepening its existing financial troubles. And not surprisingly, both The Times and The Herald Tribune used the strike as an excuse to double the price of a newspaper from a nickel to a dime.